This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Perhaps the most remarkable part of Anthony Weiner's news conference yesterday, where he admitted he continued sexting even after he resigned from Congress for that kind of behavior, was the moment his wife, Huma Abedin, stepped up to the podium to defend her husband and to explain her own actions.
It was not an easy choice in any way, but I made the decision that it was worth staying in this marriage. That was a decision I made for me, for our son, and for our family. I didn't know how it would work out, but I did know that I wanted to give it a try.
It's a decision that has baffled some observers and one that could be examined through the lens of her relationship with Bill and Hillary Clinton. Abedin started working for the Clintons in 1996 as a White House intern and continues to work for Hillary Clinton now. Clinton has even called Abedin a second daughter. Here with us to discuss this is Gail Sheehy, author of Hillary's Choice, about Hillary Clinton and her marriage to her famously unfaithful husband, President Bill Clinton. Welcome back to WNYC, Gail.
So happy to be here, Amy.
Abedin, a top aide to Hillary Clinton, it's fair to assume she and Mrs. Clinton have talked about their marriages. Knowing what you know about Mrs. Clinton, what kind of counsel do you imagine she'd give to Huma?
I imagine she would have told her initially to stick by her man. But the great difference here is that Hillary Clinton had been married to Bill Clinton for 14 years before the first sexual scandal that wasn't known to the public, but that caused him to drop out of the presidential race in 1988. And 10 years later, when Jennifer Flowers popped up with steamy sex tapes with the governor, Hillary said in an interview, "I thought this was resolved 10 years ago." So what I think Huma is missing here is Hillary Clinton has learned how to eat scandal for breakfast. She goes on and on and on and has proved that if you work at it long enough, you can survive and thrive if you have your own political talents. Huma is a baby in the water here at her first press conference, trying to defend a man who we find out has continued to betray her and peculiarly doesn't even enjoy sex out of it.
Some have described Abedin's relationship with Weiner as enabling. Is that fair? Was Hillary an enabler for Bill?
We came to the conclusion that she was. Over the many years, Hillary was able to compartmentalize. She knew about Bill Clinton's affairs 10 years before it came out. She became so adept at denying what she knew, at not knowing what she knew, which is the way I put it in the biography, that it extended to almost all other questions about their behavior, whether it was Travelgate or Filegate or Whitewater, and constantly denying and counseling Bill Clinton not to answer questions got them into a whole lot of trouble. As their advisors tried to tell her, better to tell the truth early and often. And if she were to give advice to Huma, I would have thought she might have said that.
As the author of Passages, a landmark book about men, women, and relationships, and how men and women grow up at different paces, what do you make of Anthony Weiner? How do you think voters should evaluate him at this point?
Politically, he seems to be very sharp. On the other hand, his personal behavior seems to be pre-adolescent. And Bill Clinton seemed to be the eternal adolescent for quite a long while until he finally got it.
Knowing what you know, having written the book Passages, what's next for Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin?
It seemed to me that they're really on thin ice that probably will fall through fairly soon. He might be able to continue until the actual primary. But once name recognition is no longer the issue, once it's actual voters who vote, not many do in the primary, I think it would be very unlikely that he would win. They have a strategy that is diametrically opposed. He has said, it's perfectly understandable for people to continue asking me questions about my behavior, and I will continue to answer them. She says, it's only between us. Well, it isn't between us because it's between them and every reader, every TV viewer. So I would imagine that in the future, either they go off the scene as a couple, and she picks up with what she used to do before, which is to follow Hillary Clinton and be enormously valuable on Hillary's probable presidential campaign, and do what Hillary waited until way late to do, which is to declare her own identity, her own political identity.
Hmm. Huma Abedin, a possible candidate for mayor herself someday, maybe, huh?
She might be.
Gail Sheehy, author of Hillary's Choice. She has a new book called Passages in Caregiving. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner.
My pleasure.
This is WNYC.